This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
With Marquise Grissom Jr. pitching for the Washington Nationals and Thomas Ajayi at the plate for the Cardinals. A swing and a ground ball, base hit! Redbird winner! Ajayi singles in Dakota Harris, and the Cardinals walk off this game, winning 3-2 over the Nats.
What a walk-off, as John Rooney had the call on KMOX yesterday. Cardinals back on the air today for a 12-10 start against the Marlins. 12 o'clock pregame, and we welcome in for a little bit here. We always appreciate John Mozeliak, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, joining us live. Hello, Mo.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Doing great. So, JC with walk-off, I love that. And hearing Wilson Contreras hit a bomb 453 feet, has that landed yet? I don't know. 114 off the bat. That was quite an emphatic swing and home run from Contreras.
Yeah, it was loud, I can tell you that, and it went far. No, it was good. He's had some really good at-bats in the first week of camp, and that's great to see. You know, definitely making adjustments, playing first base, and, you know, from early returns, that's looked pretty positive. So, you know, I definitely think it's going to deepen our lineup if we're able to get production out of him from first base / DH. And, you know, I think 3 weeks left in this camp, so still a lot to go through, but so far so good.
Yeah, there's a lot to evaluate. Roster and then position, who's going to play where. How do you see first base? Baker's going to get the start today. I know that Contreras obviously can play DH whenever you need him.
Yeah, that's right. And I would also throw Burley into that discussion, too, in the sense that, you know, depending on how you want to match up against the opposing pitcher, gives you some flexibility. But definitely Baker right now, he's vying for a spot on this roster. And I think being able to play first base helps, but also that right-handed bat off the bench is also something that's very intriguing. Obviously a very successful hitter at AAA, and clearly has really impressive splits against left-hand pitching.
Sure does. And then the lefty bat of Burleson, obviously, as you said, plays at first DH. And what does it all mean for Gorman? You definitely want Gorman to get as many ABs as possible. Off to a slow start, but, you know, it's March 2nd. It's spring training. He's working and has been working for quite a while here.
Yeah, I think, you know, drawing any conclusions today is probably not helpful for anyone. But as you touched on it, he has gotten off to a slow start. I think he really just needs to focus on thinking about left center field and trying to drive the ball that way consistently. And if he does, I think the natural pull will happen. So let's, you know, give it a few weeks, see where it looks. But I know he's diligently trying to figure some things out and make some adjustments.
First week of games, your overall impression, some things that perhaps jumped out to you, Mo?
You know, I think right now the vibe in camp's positive, which is nice to see. Obviously, there was a lot of rumblings and all sorts of things going on this offseason, but here we are, and I feel like as a whole, we're getting along, we're gelling, and that part's great. So I think just changing the ebb and flow of the day, which is something that we were able to do this week with games, has been good to see. And then even this week, we start to mix in our first night game. So, and we also have a split this week. So lots going on this week. And, I think the key thing is just keep going, keep working, keep to the plan, and hopefully positive things will happen.
Yeah, I can see that. A routine starts to come into play. You go from working out to getting into games, as you mentioned. Steven Matz gets the start today. I see that Quinn Matthews was sent to minor league camp. Not a huge shocker there as you continue to work your pitching prospect into becoming a big leaguer.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, it is. It becomes so hard to get innings for starters. Obviously Quinn's somebody we think a lot about, and we ultimately want him just to be able to prepare for the season in a normal way and not shortchange him just to keep him in camp and not be able to get him those innings. And I would imagine later today we'll have more players going down, and we'll make that announcement then. But, obviously, as you turn the calendar, each week goes by, you will typically see a camp reduction each week, and I would anticipate more players going out this afternoon.
What did you think so far of your starting rotation? You're going to get Matz going today, obviously a big every start is big, but just to get him the work that he needs.
I think a couple things with Steven is, one, he's just got to show that he can be healthy. I mean, that's obviously an important part of having a successful year. The other thing is just, believe in himself. He's got really good stuff, and when he's on, he can be a very dominating pitcher in this league.
I understand the intrigue of the situation the Cardinals are in, and now a transition. I read Ken Rosenthal's story where he talked to you a little bit. Yeah, I respect the heck out of Ken, but I mean, the first couple lines where he said that there was a promise of a reset, I don't remember there being a promise of a reset. I mean, I think that it was talked about. There was an intention to trade Nolan Arenado. Where do you see yourself now in terms of the direction of the club?
Well, I've always tried to never speak in absolutes, and I think I learned that a long time ago. So the one thing we publicly stated was payroll would come down, and it will be lower than it once was. In terms of like how we want to advance this organization, it's really twofold. One is we're trying to, really thread a needle here by, you know, lowering that payroll, but also remaining competitive. And if in that thinking, it's really about, you know, trying to keep our fan base engaged and in believing in what we're doing. Fortunate that we are picking fifth in this year's draft. So, you know, we're going to continue to build up that farm system. But in the meantime, try to win a few games. And if the season doesn't go as planned, then there'll be some different levers we can pull. But, you know, I certainly feel like from ownership on down, we are trying to go out there and get back to October.
And just finally, you know, the minor league system, of course, is being revamped. I'll bet you there are a lot of new faces down there walking around, collaborating. Not that you weren't before, but now the intentions are very strong. And you haven't even opened, you know, completely opened up everything else yet. You got to see some minor leaguers start to really get after it.
Yeah, so minor league camp has opened, mm-hmm. So that's full throttle. But yeah, there are a lot of new faces. Obviously, we made a large investment in minor league personnel, so there's definitely a lot of new coaches running around the backfields. And hopefully, you know, in a couple of years, we see returns from that. But in the meantime, guys are getting in their work. And, you know, right now it's kind of fun to be out on the quad because there's a lot going on.
I'll bet there is. I appreciate the time, as always. Thank you for joining us from Jupiter. The Cardinals are taking on the Marlins today, and I know it's a busy day. So thank you for dropping in. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll catch up with you real soon.
Sounds good, Tommy. Thank you.
Thank you. Cardinals President of Baseball Operations John Mozeliak always chiming in with the news of the day and what's going on with the club. We're going to talk to Bernie Miklas all about it coming up here in just a little bit, 11:38 on Sports on a Sunday Morning. We're coming from the Stiefel Sports Studio, and again, we are a half hour away from baseball. Don't go anywhere. The Cardinals are coming up next.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.